Hello, and welcome to the Rooted in Reliability podcast, your plant performance podcast, where we dive deeper into asset management techniques and know-how. I'm your host, James Kovacevic, and I will be your guide to achieving industry best practice. The Rooted in Reliability podcast is here to provide you with the insights to improve plant performance and deliver bottom-line results to your organization. In case you missed the last episode, you can find the Rooted in Reliability podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and on the reliability.fm network. Don't forget to subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Now let's dive into today's topic. Over the course of this episode, we will be introducing maintenance plan scheduling. To me, one of the most important functions with any maintenance organization. We spent time covering how to develop a maintenance strategy. So how do you ensure that you're able to execute that maintenance strategy? Maintenance plan scheduling is one of the most important aspects of a maintenance department to ensure you are able to execute your maintenance strategy on time and do it efficiently and effectively. To me, it doesn't matter what maintenance strategy you have in place if you can't execute it. This is why maintenance plan scheduling combined with a good spare parts program is so critical to the success of an organization. And in my opinion, maintenance plan scheduling and a spare parts program is at the base level of any maintenance organization. Because without those, you're not going to be able to execute the work you need to when you need to do it. So, what is maintenance plan scheduling? Well, maintenance plan scheduling is a work management process. It involves coordinating men, material, equipment across a site to accomplish work. It also involves prioritizing meaningful work across the organization, making sure that maintenance is addressing the needs of the organization. Maintenance plan scheduling covers all aspects of the work management process. The work request, the work prioritization, the work planning, the work scheduling, the backlog management, the work execution, closing out that work order and providing that feedback so we can develop and improve the jobs for the future. To me, that is maintenance and plan scheduling. It is a complete process to manage all work within the organization. Without maintenance plan scheduling, you'll still be able to get some work done, although probably just not as much as you want or not effectively as you want. Take, for example, most organizations operate at 18 to 30% wrench time. Now, what is that 18 to 30% wrench time? Well, that is the amount of time that a typical maintenance technician will spend actually working with a wrench in hand doing that value-added work. Now, we can't completely drive that to 100%, but best in class is recognized at greater than 55%. So where does that other time go? Well, those are incidentals, such as traveling to and from a job site, getting the materials, getting specialized tools, those sorts of things. But maintenance plan scheduling really focuses on eliminating those wastes, so that way our wrench time is much higher, up at that best in class value of 55%. Also, maintenance plan scheduling is a goal setting process. I want you to think for a moment. You go to bed Friday night with a list of things you need to accomplish Saturday. You know, you got to cut the lawn, you got to get groceries, you got to clean the pool, you got to do those sorts of things. You wake up with that plan in your mind Saturday morning, chances are you're going to get it all done. Now, on the flip side of that, if you were to go to bed Friday night saying, I got some stuff to do tomorrow, you wake up Saturday morning, you really still don't have that list developed. You're going to go out, you know, you may wash the car, you may clean the pool, and then you're going to end there. In the same amount of time it would have taken if you had a detailed plan, you would have gotten all three done. Maintenance planning scheduling is a goal setting process. That very fundamental of accomplishing more work in a given amount of time is referred to as Parkinson's Law. Parkinson's Law states that work will expand to fill the time available. So if we don't set that goal of accomplishing these three things, or these five things, in any given day, chances are that first thing is going to expand to take that whole day. Whereas if we've identified and set that goal of five, those five things we will be able to accomplish. Now that we have a high-level understanding what maintenance plan and scheduling is, we want to discuss a little bit about what it is not. Maintenance plan and scheduling is not just scheduling work. It's not taking a work request, saying next week, and handing it out to a mechanic. That is not maintenance plan and scheduling. Maintenance plan and scheduling is also not an administrative activity. Many organizations see a planner as an administrative assistant to help the maintenance guys put the information into the CMMS or, you know, to make sure there's a work order number on a request. That's not the case. Maintenance planner and scheduler is a highly skilled, qualified, experienced technician, whether electrician, millwright, machinist, that understands how to plan jobs and is able to translate that into a written job plan for the existing technicians to execute. Now let's talk a little bit about what is planning. You know, to me, maintenance planning focuses on the why and the how. you get a RIC request that comes in that states there's oil leaking from this gearbox, for example. So maintenance plan is going to say what needs to be done. The oil's leaking from that gearbox. Based on the history and our knowledge of that gearbox and our thresholds for replacing versus repairing, we're going to replace that oil seal. So we're identifying the what. We're going to identify the why, and generally this is just a high-level statement providing some information to the technicians as to why we chose a particular approach. It could be that replacing the oil seal is, 75% of the value of that gearbox, so we're just going to replace that gearbox instead, assuming it's a small gearbox. That just provides the reasoning for the technician so they understand why we're doing that particular approach. And lastly, maintenance plan is going to identify the how. Now the how is vitally important. It's going to identify what needs to be done and how we're going to do it. Each individual step is going to be laid out with technical specifications, tolerances, clearances, all those things are being included in that. The how is going to essentially give us a procedure for how to execute that job. This allows us to make sure that that job is repeatable in the future, and we have consistency and quality in our maintenance work. Now, maintenance planning takes approximately 2/3 of the time of a maintenance planner scheduler. Now, according to Doc Palmer, and if you haven't read his book on maintenance planning and scheduling, it's an absolute must. That is probably one of the best books to read for maintenance planning and scheduling, and it's how I got started in maintenance and reliability. I took that book, I devoured it, I implemented a planning and scheduling program. To me, that book is always going to have that special place because that's where I learned to get started in maintenance reliability. But according to Doc Palmer, planning yields about 1/3 of the benefits of maintenance plan scheduling while taking approximately 2/3 of the time. The planning ensures that work is done repeatably and efficiently because it calls out all parts we need. It allows us to order and prep all those parts ahead of time. Now, scheduling. What is scheduling? Well, scheduling is going to look at the who, the where, the when. So it's going to identify who's going to do it, the specific mechanic, or if we need to, the specific trade that is going to execute it on a given day. It's going to identify where everyone needs to be when. So, for example, that gearbox, where's all the different equipment, parts, skill sets coming from, and where are they going to meet? It's going to identify the when. It's going to coordinate our production outages with our maintenance resources to make sure we are able to execute as soon as that production equipment is turned over. Now, scheduling takes approximately 1/3 of the time, and according to Doc Palmer, scheduling yields 2/3 of the benefits. Why is that? Because we're able to coordinate everything because of the work that was done in the planning phase. We're coordinating the parts, the people, the resources, the equipment availability, all those things come together to provide that benefit of our mechanics or electricians not waiting around for equipment, not traveling back and forth to the storeroom 4, 5, 6, 7 times in a job to get different parts, not going to and from the tool crib. Scheduling allows us to eliminate all those. We travel once, we do our work, we hand it over quickly and efficiently back to operations, and we move on. Now, one of the cautions here is you can't schedule effectively if you don't plan. Why is that? Well, during the planning phase, you identify the what, the why, and the how. And you're going to identify what the amount of time or estimated amount of time that job is going to take to complete. Now, how do you schedule work if you don't have a time estimate? That's why you can't schedule it without planning, or at least effectively. I've seen organizations do it, but it's not done effectively or efficiently.
This podcast is brought to you by Iridicio. Be sure to check out Iridicio's IBL Blended Learning for Maintenance and Reliability Professionals. This SMRP-accredited project-based curriculum will take you through all aspects of a maintenance and reliability program and provides you with all the tools you need to generate a 30 times return on investment for your organization and a set of credentials from the University of Tennessee for you. You can find out more at ibltraining.com.
Now, there are many roles in maintenance plan and scheduling. Now, before I move on from plan and scheduling, I just want to emphasize a critical piece to planning versus scheduling. Planning identifies the what, the why, the how, and scheduling the who, the where, the when. Now, what is vitally important is in the planning phase is that we document all steps, all tolerances, all clearances, all those vital important details in a detailed procedure. This ensures numerous things. One, that when that job's executed, we're going to hit every single step we need to do, every single check we need to do, to make sure when that equipment goes on and it starts right away. We're not introducing failure as a result of the maintenance. Number two, it's going to allow us to start communicating and building a knowledge management system. A knowledge management system is vitally important as our skilled trades becomes older and retires. As new people come in, they're not going to have that innate knowledge available. By developing these detailed job plans, we're able to build that into each job so someone new doing it understands the what, the why, and the how. What are they looking for? All those things. And, you know, with that planning portion, we want to take the feedback of the mechanics. Now, there has to be some sort of review process here because every mechanic will typically do a job a little bit differently than the next guy, and that's understandable. But what planning aims to do is standardize that across everyone. So what we're looking for is feedback after these jobs are completed on, did we have all the specifications? Did we have the right parts in place? Did we have the right equipment listed? Was it coordinated well with operations? Those sorts of things to improve that job plan. Not change the procedure, but further improve it. This allows us to really develop a detailed job plan library that truly delivers value to the organization. Once we have this in place, you'll see reduced rework. You'll see increased wrench time. You'll see better coordination. You'll see a better quality maintenance job being completed. So the planning is so critical. I cannot emphasize that enough. We need to have detailed job plans that identify all that information. One added bonus to having those detailed job plans is next time this job comes up, the planner doesn't have to invest those hours of developing that initial job plan because it's already there. So what happens if it does come up again? Well, the planner is going to take that job plan, review it, then he's going to go walk it down out on the line. And that brings me to another important point. You can't plan from a desk. You have to go out and walk the job site, identify the parts, identify what needs to happen out in the field. Planners should be spending around 30% of their time scoping the jobs at the job site. So if they have that job plan already built, they're just going to review that quickly out on the field, make sure nothing has changed. If they don't have that, then they're going to have to develop all that in the field. All right. Now, the next episode in the Root and Reliability podcast will be on job plans, job procedures, and why they're so vitally important and how to write a good one. Now, before we move on to that, I want to talk about the roles within a maintenance plan and scheduling program. You know, obviously, you're going to have a planner, a scheduler, or a planner scheduler. Now, this is a source of debate, and, you know, there's pros and cons to doing both approaches. I've worked with organizations that have planner schedulers, so they do the planning and the scheduling. I've also worked with organizations who have distinct planners and distinct schedulers. Now, if you think of some of the pros and cons, having a planner scheduler, you know, you're going to have one per trade. They're going to be able to plan and schedule work because they know in great detail the work that needs to be done, what other work is outstanding for their trade, all those various things. You know, you might gain a little bit of efficiency there, but you're going to be spending the time of a skilled, experienced technician scheduling work, and you know, you might be able to get away with a little bit less skill for that scheduling piece. The other circumstances I've seen where you have a distinct planners and schedulers, you may have a planner for each trade. And once again, they're developing that what, why, how in great detail. They understand the jobs. They call out the capabilities required, so on and so forth. And then they pass that along to one scheduler who coordinates all the different trades across the site. You know, advantages there, you don't need as much technical experience as a scheduler to be able to complete that work and organize that stuff. Oftentimes you can have someone who's just organized, understands, you know, scheduling to pull that together. But regardless how you do it, you know, you need to keep in mind what is planning, what is scheduling, and do that so accordingly. Some of the other roles within planning and scheduling is the technician, the millwright, the electrician, so on and so forth. They play a vitally important role. Typically, you're going to get requests from them. You're going to get feedback on job plans from them, and they're the ones executing the work. You know, it is a requirement and a responsibility of a maintenance technician in the planning and scheduling process to provide that feedback. Was the job planned properly? Did it have all the parts? Did it take more time? If so, why? If it took less time, why? Those sorts of things. They need to provide that each and every time they complete a job. Now, that information should be reviewed by the maintenance supervisor first, who is another key role in the maintenance plan and scheduling process. Once the job's completed, the maintenance supervisor is going to review that feedback and provide that back to the planner with their comments as well. Now, the supervisor also plays another very important role in planning and scheduling. We're going to plan and schedule work for the day, for the week, for the month. Now, typically, the supervisor will get a schedule for the day or the shift or the week. Now, that is the scheduler's best attempt at being able to manage planned work as well as account for any break-in work that comes up. Now, the maintenance supervisor has a vitally important job of balancing operational requirements and maintenance requirements in the best way possible for that business. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, we can plan 100% of our maintenance technician's time, but we understand we're going to have breakdowns, we're going to have failures. So it's up to the supervisor to manage that balance of dealing with the break-ins and staying on planned work. If we focus just on break-ins, we'll get the plant up and running quickly, but long-term, we're going to degrade the capacity of that plant. If we focus on nothing but planned work, well, we're not going to react to breakdowns, and production is not going to be running when it needs to be. So a maintenance supervisor plays a vital role in balancing those two needs and working with operations to make sure that work is done in a timely manner. Now, everyone else on site also plays a role in maintenance plan scheduling, and their role is primarily of submitting work requests so that we can begin this planning process. Now we understand the roles, high level how it works. We want to talk about how do you measure maintenance plan scheduling. Well, we talked about wrench time previously. So what is that? Well, it's the amount of value-added time that maintenance technicians spend working on equipment. Now, there's a couple ways to do this. You could do a job shadowing, and that's not my approach. I don't like that approach because I feel it skews the results. And in that situation, you would have a maintenance supervisor follow a mechanic doing a particular job plan, documenting all losses. Now, when you have that approach, generally it skews the behavior of the technicians because they're being watched so closely. My particular approach is a random sampling observation. So you typically develop a route, you walk that route, and when you see a tradesman, you identify what they're doing. Are they working? Are they traveling? Are they waiting for parts, waiting for equipment, that sort of thing. And you just put a little tick box, move on, and you complete that a couple times a day, and over the course of a month, you'll get a statistically valid observation. Where is our time being spent? You know, what percentage of observations were in waiting or in working, so on and so forth. I like that approach better. It gives you a better, more confident number in your wrench time. Now, some of the other ways to measure maintenance plan scheduling is PM compliance. You know, number of due and completed PMs versus number of due PMs. This just tells us how well are we at executing our preventative maintenance program. Now, if you measure this, keep in mind the 10% rule. The 10% rule states that if a preventive maintenance routine is completed outside of 10% of this frequency of that maintenance routine, for example, 3 days for a monthly PM, it's out of compliance. By following that 10% rule, you're not going to have circumstances where you complete a preventive maintenance routine on, say, the 28th of June, and then you turn around and do it on the 1st of July, and they're both and you get credit for both. It doesn't work that way. You need to make sure you maintain that interval, and that 10% rule allows you to do that. Another good measure for maintenance plan scheduling is percentage of planned work. This is typically the number of hours completed against planned work versus total paid hours. It gives us a good understanding of how reactive we truly are. We're aiming for, you know, that 80 to 85% planned work at any given time. Also, for plan scheduling, you may look at work order accuracy. How accurate are the estimates, are the material requirements in a job plan before it goes out to the field? By monitoring this, we can work to implement improvements in our planning and our scheduling processes to further drive up that wrench time number. Now, maintenance plan scheduling is a critical activity to ensuring all of your maintenance work is executed efficiently and effectively. Stay tuned for the next week's episode on job plans and the importance of procedure-based maintenance. We're going to deep dive what is a job plan, what is required in it, what makes a good job plan versus a poor job plan. It's so vitally important that we do this because it's our knowledge management system. It allows us to reduce that rework and so on and so forth. And over the next couple of weeks, we're going to deep dive a couple other key topics within maintenance plan scheduling. We're going to look at the work management process in detail. And we're also going to deep dive scheduling. And in that case of scheduling, I'm going to talk about the 5 layers of maintenance scheduling and how to improve the performance of your organization.
I would like to thank you for listening and remind you that you can always find out more on maintenance, reliability, and asset management at www.iridicio.com and by following our blog. The Rooted in Reliability podcast is a proud member of the Reliability.fm network. I'd like to ask you to please rate and review this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. It ensures the podcast stays relevant and is easy to find by like-minded professionals. It is only with your ratings and reviews that the Rooted in Reliability podcast can continue to grow. I thank you for providing this small but critical support. We'll see you next week when we dive into another burning topic with Rooted in Reliability, your plant performance podcast.